We know we Californians have a reputation as weather wimps, but really, even blizzard-hardened Buffalonians would be bummed at this weekend's weather forecast. As much as a foot of rain is expected here in Southern California, the Los Angeles Times says California has had the wettest start to the rainy season in 40 years. But could the rain be concealing a ray of sunshine? Does it mean the state's seven-year drought is over? Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates has more.
In California the past few weeks, that's become a pretty familiar sound. It's been raining here. Lots. Maybe you're in a part of the country where it rains regularly, or where there's plenty of snow every winter. And maybe you're wondering why anyone outside the state should care about California's weather.
Well, it is true that when you look into it, California does turn out to be part of the United States.
Kelly Redman is the regional climatologist for the Western United States at the Desert Research Institute in Reno, Nevada. He says there's a reason the rest of the country is paying attention to our storms.
If we look at the weather component of the national economy, California, I think, is about probably a seventh or so of the national economy. And the weather affects about 15% of the U.S. economy. So it's a very big factor in lots of ways, plus and minus.
A lot of the nation's winter produce comes from here. The drought conditions that have plagued California for the past several years can make produce more expensive for the rest of the nation. And inside the state, the drought means that in some years, water gets rationed, particularly in the summer months. Residents who insist on watering their lawns and rinsing their driveways can earn expensive tickets. And there's been little to cheer about at the state's ski resorts for several winters. So does all this water we're currently getting put an end to these problems? Kelly Redman says the rains will help, but not cure, the drought.
There's several time frames to drought that go anywhere from maybe a few weeks or months on out to several years. And a wet winter like this one, which is already close to or in some places even exceeded what the annual or the winter total is, can reset quite a few of those shorter-term things.
Redman says forest growth, agriculture, and some smaller bodies of water will be helped. But the state's water systems will not recover overnight, or even after a few wet weeks.
For longer-term recharge of deep aquifers, large reservoirs, and things like that, generally it takes more than a year. It often takes a couple. On the Colorado River system, which is so far in deficit, it could take several years.
And Kelly Redman says speedy soaking isn't such a great idea anyway.
If you try to recover it all at once, that means you usually have to get a flood to undo a drought, and people don't like to see that.
So the current storms, which are expected to last for another couple of weeks and perhaps moisten the remainder of the winter, are really extending the state's ability to endure a long dry patch by offering a spot of relief. Present weather aside, says Kelly Redman, the booming populations in Southern California and elsewhere will force us and eventually the rest of the nation to consider how we use water.
The growth issues are really sharpening our need to look into how climate influences things, because our wiggle room for dealing with problems just gets narrower and narrower all the time.
But for the moment, Californians' umbrellas are opened wide, lettuce is growing, and the skiing is great. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.